This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents A Quarter Past Dead by T.P. Fielden, read by Eve Karpf.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. The trouble with Betty was she could never say no. "Oh, Betty," sighed Miss Dimmont, looking over her Remington Quiet Writer and pushing the spectacles back up her nose. "Who was it this time?"
"Dudley Fensome."
Betty was sobbing into a creased handkerchief and was clearly not going to do much reporting this morning. "But you know his reputation," said Miss Dimmont, who'd met the brute at the Constitutional Club. "And a Freemason as well. What were you thinking of?"
"He said he wanted it that way, and I did it to please him."
"Surely not."
"He made me."
"It's a woman's right to decide for herself. You don't know what it's like when they ask." "You're right," thought Miss Dimmont. "I don't." The chief reporter pushed her notebook aside and got up to make the tea. "Oh, I don't know, Betty," she said. "There was Derek, then Claude Hannaford in that revolting pink Rolls-Royce, now Dudley Fensome, all in the last few weeks. None of them seems to show you..."